Now, you see, I'm going to say it again. He's not saying be a pacifist. He's not saying roll over and die. You know, they often say, well, Jesus said turn the other cheek. Well, I've got news for you. He didn't always turn the other cheek. That was for a certain situation. There are times when you turn the other cheek. But when he went to the money changers in the temple, he... Now, ask me what kind of a guy is he turning the other cheek when he turns their tables upside down, rebukes them and starts beating them with his whip. And that's all under the heading of meekness and gentleness. Because he couldn't have gotten out of it or he'd have been sinful.
Right.
There is a time to stand up and say, hey, you're wrong.
Right.
And there's a time for you to be wrong for a long time, and I put up with it. Yeah. Not because I'm trying to convince myself you're right, but because you need some space. We're mighty in God. We're on God's side, and therefore God's on our side. We know this, that the spiritual can beat the physical. Because everything physical is supported by the spiritual. That's why the fight's in your head, not your front yard. Isn't that interesting? Because it's an invisible fight, even though it manifests itself in physical, we can win it in the spiritual without having to get physical, because the physical to the spiritual never works. It's always the spiritual to the physical. So he says, our war, and by the way, how many of you know if there's a warfare, there has to be a fight? But our war is in God. In other words, according to God's way, according to God's rules. And it results in us pulling down strongholds and arguments. See, that's the area in which we win. We pull down strongholds. Buddy, you're not getting away with us anymore. We show them that they're wrong. Arguments. I know the order I've given you here, but you know, it's so much more elastic than just saying it's a spiritual stronghold. We bring into captivity thoughts. We stand ready to punish their disobedience by our own obedience to God. Isn't that interesting? Look what he says there in verse 6. Being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, I become a victor through my obedience to God, no matter how disobedient the situation. I don't plug into it. I'm not plugging into your carnal solutions. I'm not plugging into your wicked way of doing things. I'm not plugging into making people suffer. I'm not plugging into making people to be acting violent. I'm not plugging into your force. There's another way of doing this thing. I got to win this thing in God, and when I win it in God, which always takes longer, but when I win it in God, it's over. And until I win in God, I'm secure. I'm unthreatened. You see, you can be threatened by the physical. If you reduce your life to how the violence and the suffering and the force is responding to you physically, you will wear down and faint.